And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. And joining us on the phone this morning, they're usually here on Fridays, but they were here last Thursday, and they're now here on this Thursday due to the holidays. We have Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance and Independence. Gentlemen, good morning. How are you doing today?
Kyle, it's great to be here. Almost to the end of the year. And there's a scripture verse that I wanted to mention. It's Psalms 61:2. I'm going to read part of the verse. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. King David wrote this psalm, and he knew there was times in his life when his heart was overwhelmed. And we have certainly experienced those kind of days in our own lives, and especially this year with COVID, with people dying, people in the hospital, people dying and we can't have funerals, and people dying, or people in a nursing home, we can't go visit them, people in the hospital and we can't go visit them, and our heart would easily be overwhelmed. And life is that way. Life is going to be that way. But when we are overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. You know, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he is our rock. He is our shield. He is our source. And I just want to point everybody to him this morning. He knows our cares. He knows our needs. He knows how to help us. He knows how to see us through difficult times. And I just want to thank him for helping us this year to navigate this year. And I hope that our listeners are finding strength and help in Jesus Christ this morning.
Absolutely. A great scripture and a great thought as we begin here this morning. And first of all, guys, kind of just a reflection. As we look back on the year, just give us some reflections for you guys for this year.
Good morning, Kyle. As Dad mentioned, all the difficulties that we've experienced this year, we are just thankful for God's faithfulness and for God's help and direction and leadership in our office. And you know, we have a lot of clients. Our clients are most hard hit by COVID, or most vulnerable to COVID because of their age and maybe other health conditions that make it more complicated. And we've lost a few clients this year from COVID, and so it has not been easy for anyone this year. But we believe that God is still on the throne, and God is going to help us. God's going to help our clients, and
He has been helping.
And He has been. We're very grateful. And you know, we didn't get on the radio until March of this year. That was one of our first shows. Was in March, and it was because of COVID that we got on the radio. But because of that, we've discovered a lot of people that we didn't know before. We have been able to connect with people in a way that we never had before, and that's really
been a good opportunity.
Been a fulfilling thing, and we're so grateful for our listeners that are out there that tune in, that we've been able to meet. And it's just a real privilege.
Part of you got to be grateful for Kyle. He's the one that's hosting this thing.
That's right.
We wouldn't be here.
That's true. That's true.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, guys. I really do.
You know, Kyle, for several years, we've been running seminars, doing mailings, and then running seminars. But that all kind of wound down just a few months before COVID hit. And I'm so glad that it just happened that way. I mean, God just took care of us. And God, like Charlie said, has led us through this year. And I'm just so thankful for that. And we're just blessed.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. And you guys do a great job. And we were talking about, you know, reflections on the year. Do you guys have any more reflections? Maybe, you know, your maybe looking at maybe New Year's resolutions? I mean, I know I have a new one. It's to continue to lose weight. So, but just kind of what do you got? Any more reflections on this year?
Well, we just want to encourage everybody to do what is right, to ask God for help, and to put your hand in His if you haven't, and to know that He will, He is faithful. He is faithful.
You know, Charles, we're just here on earth for a short period of time. We're a pilgrim in this land, and, you know, the Bible talks about we are just like grass that's here today and gone tomorrow. And when we compare our lives to eternity, sometimes we forget that our time here on earth is just like a speck on the horizon compared to eternity. And so whatever we're going through here is pretty mild. And I mean, it can be difficult, but our main purpose in being here is to be prepared for eternity.
That's right. That's right. That's the true big picture. And as we look back on all the craziness and chaos and pain, maybe that's been experienced this year, I just don't want us to lose sight of what's truly the most important thing, and that is to have our heart right with God and to be what He wants us to be.
Absolutely, and great thoughts there on that, gentlemen. So we're going to take just a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to look ahead to the new year, and I definitely look forward to hearing what you guys have to say about this. So we're just going to take a one-minute break, and when we come back, we'll be right back with Gary and Charles Skank. But before we go, Charles, how can they find you guys?
Yes, Kyle, we are at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right here in Independence, Kansas, right down from Newton's True Value. Our phone number is 620-331-8800, 331-8800. You can find us on Facebook. Look us up there, message us, like our page, or you can find us on the internet at ins4unow.com.
All right, guys, we're going to take a one-minute break, and when we come back, we will look forward to the next year. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. And good morning. We are back here with Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance in Independence. Gentlemen, welcome back. And before we'll go ahead and get started with our second part of the program, and we wanted to look ahead into the next year, and there could be some new opportunities out there for everybody. Can you just kind of let us know what that's going to be about?
Kyle, I want to encourage people to, there's people that's listening to us that has assets. It could be farm ground. It could be money in the bank. It could be stock accounts. It could be whatever. And they have loved ones that's been in the nursing home, or maybe is in a nursing home right now, and they've seen how nursing home expenses can chew up a person's estate to the tune of $6,000-$7,000 a month. So in a year's time, that is $70,000 or so, maybe less if you're in assisted living. But, you know, for our older clients, that is the next big hurdle they're facing. And the challenge is, you don't know whether you're going to need long-term care or not. You don't know whether you're going to go to bed one night and go to sleep and wake up with angel wings and you've made it and life is over and you don't need long-term care. And so the challenge is you can buy coverage and maybe never use it. So that's kind of a real negative. But we have a program and programs and there's opportunities and tools out there where you can take some portion of your assets and just move them from where they're at to another asset. But because you're placing them with an insurance company, you're leveraging the insurance company's money maybe up to four times. So possibly for every dollar that you give us, we can leverage that dollar up to four times for long-term care. So somebody gives us $100,000, depending on their age and so forth, but like a 60-year-old lady, $100,000, we can get like $400,000 or $450,000 worth of long-term care coverage. And so if you don't use it, it passes to her beneficiaries as a death benefit. So
one of the problems with long-term care is that I pay a bunch of money, and then I don't need it, and I've just wasted all that money.
Yeah.
And that's sort of been people struggle with long-term care. But so you're telling me, Dad, now that they have products where you can put money into an account and it will be there for long-term care, but if I die, it'll be there for my beneficiaries?
Right. And you might use part of it. You might need long-term care for a year or so, and then the balance would go to your beneficiaries. So it's a win-win.
So if I have money just sitting in a CD at the bank going nowhere, I could have it sitting here, and it could be working for me for long-term care or death benefit.
Right.
And I already want it for death benefit for my kids.
Right.
If it's in a CD, probably.
Right.
But I can have it there, and it'll work harder for long-term care. That's really cool.
Yeah, and in the meantime, that account still has a cash value. Instead of having it at ABC Bank, now you've got an XYZ insurance company, but they're just holding it, and because they're able to hold it, they can leverage it for long-term care. And if you decide you want to change your mind down the road, there's a cash value that you can get back on that money. You know, on your homeowner's insurance, Charles, you hope you don't win on that thing, unless you're an arsonist.
Right?
But most of the time, we don't hesitate to write a check for homeowner's insurance.
Even though I'm never going to see a dime of that money again.
You may never. Now, you might if you have a bad hailstorm or something. But a lot of times you're in the hole, you know, as far as the money you've spent.
But you're protecting your asset.
Right.
And so long-term care is we're trying to protect an asset for the next generation, whether it's our farm or our savings that we've worked hard for over the years or whatever that might be. And so we have ways where we can put money with the company to protect that in the event of long-term care. You know, I have friends that have, you know, grandparents or parents that they've had to put in a nursing home. And, you know, at one time they had a good amount of savings.
Right.
And then they just watch it go away month by month, and there's no leverage that they have. They just have to watch those funds be depleted. And pretty soon they get put on Medicaid sometimes.
Right. But, you know, Charles, there's also planning that we can do even if somebody's in the nursing home.
Is that right?
Yeah. And so there is planning that we can do. It's totally legal. It's totally above board. It's totally compliant with the laws and everything. So if you are listening today and you're writing a $6,000 or $7,000 check for a loved one that's in a nursing home, and you've got $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000 that you're drawing from, we can help you with tools that we have to get that person where you don't have to spend all that money on the nursing home.
Wow. So just the phone call and we can get some resources?
Yeah. In fact, as I had a call the other day, the lady was telling me her dad, you know, they had some money on hand and they had some land and what do we need to do? And so I walked her through it on the phone and then I called her just about, well, I called her one day this week and I said, what's going on? Is your dad still living? And what's going on? Yeah, I said, we just can't get mom on board with us. I said, I really like what you told me and I really want to do it, but we've got to get mom on board. And so we can help. We have resources to help.
So I think we should be talking about this more in the future. And if you have money in the bank going nowhere and you need a place and you are concerned about your future and providing, you know, a legacy for your children, we have ways where we can guard and protect that legacy.
And the thing of it is, if you'll just take out a portion of your assets, then you can leverage that so it protects a lot of your other assets. So otherwise, all of your assets are on the table.
Hey, you were talking to me the other day about life insurance. If I have a cash value in life insurance, it's available. Tell me more, a little more about that. I know we're running close on time.
Right. Well, let's say you have life insurance with a lot of cash value in it. We can take that money and reposition it with a company that leverages it for long-term care, and it will give you a lot more benefits for long-term care than what the death benefit is. Now, a person has to have a certain amount of health. This is pre-planning. This is planning before a person goes to a nursing home. But and while a person still has a certain degree of health, but we just have options. We have options, and it's important to call us, and we'll talk about it.
Not stuck. That's important to know.
That's right. Yeah. So you guys do have a lot of great options to work with, and just the best thing to do is just to give you guys a call about that. And I know you guys definitely will take care of whoever calls, because I know you guys do a fantastic job. And Charles, yeah, we are running just a little short on time. We've got about a minute left. But for those that would love to get in contact with you guys to talk about what is going on there at Skank Insurance, how can they get a hold of you guys? And what are some, very quickly, some other services you do offer?
Well, we help people with Medicare. We help people with IRAs, 401ks, life insurance.
You want to be the next HR person.
Yeah.
The next human resource person. You've been at work all your life and carrying a lunch bucket, and somebody at human resources has helped you. We can be the next human resource person for you.
That's right. You can reach us at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right here in Independence. We're right down from Newton's True Value. We're here in Independence, Kansas. Call us at 620-331-8800, 331-8800. We're not going to be here tomorrow, but we're here all day today. And find us on Facebook, Skank Insurance and Retirement. Or you can look us up on the internet at INS, the number four, the letter U, now.com, INS4UNOW.com.
All right, guys. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on today. We really do appreciate it. And I hope you guys have a very, very happy new year.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle. Kyle, we know Medicare.